The Ticket.
Podcasts are brought to you in part by Lewis Jewelers, the official jeweler of The Ticket and proud partner of Michigan Athletics.
We are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider Sports Talk 1050 WTKA online at WTKA.com. We're live here inside the MDN studios. Our friends at Brighton Ford want you to get on board with Brighton Ford, located 8240 Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Find them online at BrightonFord.com. Call 1-800-NEW-FORD and check out the great lease deals they have going on the lot right now. Deals like the 2020 Ford Escape, all-wheel drive, $500 down, $289 a month, or $2,000 down and $226 a month. How about the 2020 Ford Fusion? You can get into one of those for $500 down, $161 a month, or $2,000 down and just $104 a month. It's even better. The 2019 Ford F-150 4x4 XLT, $500 down, $169 a month, or $2,000 down and just $120 a month. Can't beat that. And last but certainly not least, the 2020 Ford Edge. $500 down, $298 a month, or $2,000 down, $243 a month. For those and other great deals, make it on over to Brighton Ford, 8240 Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Get on board with Brighton Ford by going to BrightonFord.com, calling 1-800-NEW-FORD. Let's go to the phones at 734-998-1050 and talk to Dennis in the OC. Dennis, good morning. How are you? All right, now we got Dennis. There you go. Dennis, what's up?
Hey, is this Matt?
No. Ms. This is Sam.
Oh, nice, Sam. How you doing?
Doing great.
Great job today. I think you did a wonderful job balancing out the lighthearted with the serious and the somber. And looking forward to U.S. how Michigan fans feel. I think like we're going to have a big victory coming up on Saturday as those Wolverines go out there taking on those not-so-jolly green Giants from East Lansing. And this will be a highly motivated team, and it's going to be a great big Michigan Saturday afternoon. And I'm looking forward to a ruckus on Saturday, and you started the ruckus already on Monday, Sam. So great work by you, and hail to the victors, and let's go blue.
Yeah, man, it was we started out light and tried to keep it light as long as we could, but definitely wanted to take some time out to certainly pay respects to the Winston family. And then the Charles Rogers news came down, so it definitely affects the tone of things, to say the least. So, you can't, as much fun as we did have today for much of the show, is tempered. It's tempered for obvious reasons, as, the games are just trivial when compared to real life circumstances, which is what we're talking about with the passing of Cassius Winston's brother. Over the weekend, Zachary Winston struck by a train in Albion. And then now news this morning that Charles Rogers, one of the all-time greats. I'm talking about all-time greats from the state of Michigan. You could say all-time greats from Michigan State. But as far as athletes go here in this state, Miz, he is one of the best, without question. One of the top few.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
The standard bearer for me, as I've said many times, is Tyrone Wheatley, because of how many sports he and how many events in track he was dominant. And he wasn't just a phenomenal football player, but you talk about a guy who was 6'1", 215, 220. He was 100-meter champ, 200-meter champ, long jump champ, high jump champ. I was dunking on people on the basketball floor too. Well, Charles Rogers had similar, similar accolades. To me, as I said earlier in the show, what puts Wheat on another level is that he was just so big. He was doing that as such a big guy. Charles Rogers is a long guy, 6'2", 6'3". In high school, he had to be about 170. He couldn't have been very big. I know by the time he got to the NFL, they listed him at like 210, 215. But he was a wiry guy in high school, but he was devastating on the football field. He was 100 meter and 200 meter track champ. He was a freak on a basketball court too.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
And so he talked to his coach, who happens to be a guy from my old neighborhood in Evergreen Valley. I don't know if people knew that, but Saginaw coach Dan Durrett, you know, he lived in Evergreen Valley in Flint and coached at Northern for a time. And, you know, the Free Press caught up with him. And so Don said, I'll tell you, I'm reading a quote from Don Durrett in the Free Press about the passing of Charles Rogers. He said, I'll tell you, he was, and I'm including Flint too, since I coached at Flint Northern all those years. He's the best athlete I ever seen. I mean, honestly, we're talking about basketball, football, and track together. He could have had a scholarship in all three sports. That's how good. I haven't seen nobody that fast that could do it all. He was just a blessed athlete that could do it all. I agree. He could. He was a freak. He was a freak. And so I don't know no one's reporting the circumstances that led to his death. So I don't want to speculate about that. They, you know, they list in the story or the stories, the things that helped end his football career, his playing career. Because he had the obvious injury, collarbone injury, but then he had the drug issues as well that affected his short tenure with the NFL. Don't know if that had anything to do with his passing, though. So we'll see. I imagine details will be coming out in the coming days. But like I said, it brings a somber tone over the back and forth today and probably will this week. As for the game, as we get into the trivial here, Michigan State on the court, just talking about the football side of it, setting aside all of the real life stuff they're dealing with. The football side of it is a team that's reeling. You got a three touchdown lead over Illinois, and you can't close it out.
Next question.
You can't close that out? How?
Next
How
question.
Do you lose that game? How do you justify, to fans, you know, that the confidence that you have?
Next question.
How do you tell them they should have the same confidence that you do?
Next question.
Just ask it. And do you think if Jim Harbaugh has a chance to, you know, to score 50 on you, do you think he's going to pass on it?
Next question.
I'm not saying he will. I'm just saying if it gets to the point and it's, well, Lloyd put 49 on Bobby Williams, right? All that woodshed talk. So if it's 49 or whatever, you think Jim takes a knee? I don't. I think he's going to try for the .500 if he can. If he can get it, he will. We'll see if it works out that way. That'll do it for today's show. Don't forget, I got to give a shout out to our friend Shaka Daly, the Michigan men's soccer team, as they took care of business. They beat Michigan State in the Big Ten tournament, and now they advance to take on Penn State down in College Park on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Game will air on the Big Ten Network. Get your Michigan men's soccer gear. Get your Michigan football gear, your Michigan basketball gear, whatever Michigan gear you're looking for. Over at the MDN, 303 South State Street is the address of the superstore of the Victor's Collection right next door. You know, you want to get more dressy or casual, you can find that attire at the Victor's Collection, the shoe collection on display there as well. You hear me say all the time that MDN is local for everyone online at MDN.com. The MDN and the Victor's Collection, the official outfitters of Sports Talk 1050, WTKA, The Ticket. Back tomorrow here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050, WTKA, The Ticket, the official voice of University of Michigan Sports, Ann Arbor, Cumulus Station.
Next question.